Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. It's quarter number four. I'm Jim Galante, along with Andrew P. Shea. And as promised, a very special guest for the show, the Dean of Pennsylvania High School Football Coverage, Eric Epler from Penn Live, is going to join us. Eric, great to have you on the show.
Thanks, Jim. I appreciate the offer, and it's good to be a side-by-side with Andy Shea. Always a good time.
Oh, I say that every week, Eric. Greatest thing in the world to be working with Andrew P. Shea. Before we get started with quarter number four, just to mention our winner from the Ask Ross segment is Brian from Miami. I'm not sure Brian in Miami needs the KSN sweatshirt. Maybe he'll opt for the KSN polo. We will find out. Guys, this week was signing day for college football. Penn State's 23 commitments, and what's really cool this year as opposed to last year, several State of Pennsylvania high school players are part of this Pennsylvania class, which is fantastic. And both Andrew P. Shea and Eric Epler, they're not going to evaluate these kids based on watching some video. They watch high school football. They're at those games. So they can give us first-person reaction to some of these players that committed to Penn State this week. Let's start with you, Eric, and let's start with a couple local guys to your Harrisburg area, and that's Mekhi Flowers and Anthony Ivey. They both signed pretty early or committed pretty early on, and I think sometimes they get forgotten in the shuffle. They are both potential wide receivers or listed as athletes, could play defensive back also. You've seen both of them play. Eric, how about your scouting report on those two guys?
Yeah, Mekhi Flowers is a kid who obviously came on the scene as a freshman at Steele High. He was the Class 1A Player of the Year in 2020 when he led the Rollers to the state championship and then transferred late to CD East to finish out, which is a 6A program. So he really got a chance to kind of test his skills, not only at the single-A level but the 6A level, which is our biggest classification. I don't think there's any doubt that Mekhi is a tremendous athlete. Well, you've got a chance to see him. I probably saw him over the last 4 years, maybe 20 games live, and he just progressively got better. I don't think there's any question to the Flowers' future is at safety for Penn State. I think he becomes a defensive guy for James Franklin, and you know, maybe he gets a few shots in return game. He's that kind of player. But Mekhi also is going to be a guy who's going to have to be a little bit patient and really sort of learn a little bit more technique and kind of situational football just because, and this isn't really a knock on him, but just because he's used to being the best guy on the field. And, you know, now you become a small fish again when you get up to Penn State. So I think he's going to have to show some patience and really, really tighten up technique-wise to the position that he's going to play. Because he's used to going out there and freewheeling. That's what athletes do. You know, he makes a lot of guys look silly on the high school level. So I think Andy and I talked about Mekhi multiple times, too, about I think his quickness, particularly, you know, in sort of a chaotic situation, is a little bit undervalued. I think he's a really quick out of the box, and he's going to be a good closer. So I think safety is a perfect spot for him.
And how about Anthony Ivey?
Ivy's another kid who was obviously a early commit. Super, super fast, pure speed on this kid. He was an early pledge, and I think you'll probably wind up seeing him be a slot guy. I know he's not the prototype receiver that every coach wants now, the 6'3", 6'4", guys, long and lean. He's more of that, you know, fire hydrant, bounce off guys, and very, very explosive. I don't think there's any question that Anthony Ivey could be a starting return guy next year. I truly believe that. I think he's got that kind of talent and that kind of mentality too, where he plays a little bit reckless, and that's the guy you want returning punts and kickoffs, a guy who's a little bit reckless. And I know Penn State's done a real good job with sub 6 foot wide receivers. you just look at the last couple of years and Hamler, and obviously Jahan Dotson, and a bunch more that came through the system. Bobby Engram, I think, was sub 6 foot. So there is a place for him in that lineup, especially with a guy with just tremendous speed. He's a real confident kid, but he is lightning fast.
So the one thing I wanted to say was at the 6A level, and he only played this year for Mekhi Flowers, was when you saw him at the 1A level when he was at Steel High, you didn't see him, you didn't really notice him that much on defense because, like Eric said, he was the best player on the field. It didn't matter, and they just would kind of use him on offense, and they would blow games out. But when he played for CD East this year, I think I saw him 3 times play for CD East this past season, and every time, each and every time, I was more impressed watching him play defense at that level against other 6A schools, and I'm like, is his meal ticket going to be on the other side of the ball, not as a receiver? And I think that became abundantly clear to me. And the interesting thing I wanted to say about Ivy was he's got tools that make him an outside guy, except he's not big enough to be an outside guy, right? So do you develop in the slot? Can he develop in that position? Eric's right. They do have a history of that. But I wholeheartedly receive the first two couple seasons, if he plays or any impact or any type of seat time that he gets, is going to be on special teams out of the jump.
Andy, I'll start with you on this one. We're all excited about running back Nick Singleton from the Reading area. How college football ready is he?
Oh, he's I don't think he's going to disagree. He's give me the rock college football ready. It's the undervalue to him that kind of gets lost. Correct me if I'm wrong, E. It's him as a receiver out of the backfield.
Yeah, it's, you know, there's, you've been around the game enough and you see kids and you just sort of shake your head the first time you see them. And maybe it's not even a play where they're running the football or they catch a touchdown pass. You just see the kid, you see him warm up, you see how sort of professional, quote unquote professional, he does things. It's just different. November 2020 was the first chance I got to see Nick Singleton in person. It was a district playoff game versus Mechanicsburg. And one of the first plays that Governor Mifflin ran was just a simple toss right to Singleton. And as he trucked by me full speed while I'm on the sidelines, I before he got to the end zone, I just said to myself, but I said it out loud, was, okay, you got it. You know, it just, Andy and I were lucky enough to see Shady play. We saw Musa Smith play. Some of these great running backs that came through our area.
DeAndre Swift.
We were at the championship game where DeAndre Swift, ironically, took a toss left, went toward us, and Andy and I were standing in the end zone at Hirschpark Stadium, and we both said to each other, okay, we get it. You just see it. It's just different. And this kid just is so explosive. And what I like about him, too, is he loves contact. He loves it. The majority of his yards, which is, I don't know, 6,000 plus, all-time Berks County leader and all those things, the majority of his yards come between the tackles. And it's just this explosive burst that this kid has. The second gear that he showed this year was so much better than last year. And last year, I got it. So it's just – to watch this kid play is just it's so much fun watching him with the football. And he's going to have a phenomenal career. Now, all things being equal, stays healthy and all those things, he's going to be a tremendous force for this football team for the next 3 or 4 seasons.
As with LeSean McCoy, at second time as a running back, I've gone like, I was just as Eric said, like that. It's the same thing as Micah Parsons. It's that one or two or three players in 25 or 30 years that of all the players Eric and I have seen that is like, oh my gosh. And that was Micah Parsons as a 9th grader, and that's Nick Singleton since he was in 10th grade.
Right.
I mean, he was ridiculously good as a 10th grader. And he's one of those guys, and Penn State's got him.
we don't have nearly enough time to talk to about as many players as I'd like to with you, but I'm going to go to you, Eric, and talk to you about the Philly guys and the Philly area guys. You just pick one or two you want to tell me something about. Drew Shelton, who's from outside of Philly. Ken Talley, defensive end. Abdul Carter, linebacker. Keon Wiley, defensive end slash linebacker. Take your pick.
Yeah, I'll start with Shelton. I think anytime you can load up on bullies in the trenches, especially a guy who's gifted like Drew Shelton from Downingtown West, I think that's a win-win. You need 9 to 10 of those guys to be successful in a college football season. I truly believe that. You saw what happened with injuries just over the last couple of years at Penn State and just how much that basically takes away from your playbook. It basically dumbs you down and actually makes you obviously a lot easier to defend against. I look at some of the other programs that were in line for Shelton services, Michigan States of the world, Oklahoma, Stanford, Notre Dame. Pick a team which traditionally had strong offensive line, and they were all biting for Shelton's services. So that's a win-win to me. He's going to obviously play in the Under Armour All-American game. That's a huge feather in his cap as well. So that's a big one. The other one to me is linebacker Keon Wiley from Imhotep. Obviously, you look at Drew Allar in this as sort of the prince of James Franklin's recruiting class, and rightfully so. But I think Wiley is a close second to Drew in this recruiting class, because think about what you can do with this guy. I mean, you could probably line him up in 5 or 6 positions defensively, and this kid's going to give you an A-plus performance. And he's strong enough to play the mic. He can play outside, obviously. You can walk him up. With his speed, he creates a mismatch on the edge. I mean, you add an inch and 15 pounds to this kid, and that's a 6'3", 230-pound missile that you can put anywhere, and he's going to succeed. Wiley, I think, is a huge get for Penn State.
So I agree with Eric that Wiley, is when you watch him, he's a guy like, where does he play?
Yeah.
On a field, like, he doesn't fit in a box, and he's rough around the edges. He's not like super polished, but he plays fearless. And I don't know what whoever the new defensive coordinator is at Penn State does with him, but he gets an opportunity to figure it out, and that is so much. I 300% agree with that. He is the hidden star of this recruiting class without all the stars next to him. That, like, this is the kid that you want to keep an eye on, Penn State fans. This is the one you want to track that isn't a quarterback or a wideout or a running back. Keep an eye on this kid. It's going to be fun to watch and see how he develops, and B, if they can figure out what to do with him.
Fantastic stuff, guys. Eric, thanks so much for coming on. Can we get you on again, Eric?
Absolutely. Just give me a call.
You got it. We will definitely do this. Great stuff, both of you. Unfortunately, that's it for our show. Thank you all for listening, and be sure you join us next time on the Keystone Kickoff Show.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football, flannel, beards, tailgating, oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Cause it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.